and a lady clad in some dark-coloured stuff with a black veil entered the room. "You will excuse my calling so late," she began, and then, suddenly losing her self-control, she ran forward, threw her arms about my wife's neck, and sobbed upon her shoulder. "Oh, I am in such trouble," she cried. "I do so want a little help." "Why," said my wife, pulling up her veil, "it is Kate Whitney." "How you startled me, Kate. I had not an idea who you were when you came in." "I didn't know what to do, so I came straight to you." That was always the way. Folk who were in grief came to my wife like birds to a lighthouse. "It was very sweet of you to come. Now you must have some wine and water and sit here comfortably and tell us all about it. Or should you rather that I sent James off to bed?" "Oh, no, no. I want the doctor's advice and help too. It's about Isa. He has not been home for 2 days. I am so frightened about him." It was not the first time that she had spoken to us of her husband's trouble, to me as a doctor, to my wife as an old friend and school companion. We soothed